Welcome to episode 50 of the Richard Runs Trails podcast. I'm your host, Richard, coming to you from a very rainy Georgetown, Texas today. Just want to give an update on my training. Wish everyone happy holidays. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, and hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving. I put up my Christmas lights yesterday, so getting those tasks done that I put off. Usually I put them up earlier in November, but I'm glad I put them up yesterday because it's been dry all week, and today it's raining all day. So been having some pretty good training. I've been biking a lot, also working out of my gym, using my Rogue Echo bike, and just basically running and biking, almost alternating every day for the last few weeks. I feel good. I'm about 1 week, well, actually exactly 1 week out from Brazos Bend 100 miler. That race is in near Houston. It's about 30 miles southwest of Houston in a place called Brazos Bend State Park. It's near Needville, Texas. Closest big city is Houston. Interesting place. It's kind of a swamp. It's gator infested. Alligator invested, and very much a swamp habitat, but got really nice trails out there, kind of like pebble rock trails. The park does a really good job, and the 100 miler is 5 loops around the park, and Trail Racing Over Texas has been putting on the race for many years. Last year it was canceled because of the COVID. Because it's close to Houston, Harris County, so they're pretty strict, so they canceled the race. But this year, everything's a go. Got an email on Wednesday, a few days ago, saying everything's set up, ready to go. This year, it's also a USATF 100-mile championships for that distance. I'm not participating in that race. I wouldn't have any chance of medaling or winning my age category, but also I don't want to spend the $40 a year on the USATF card. It's kind of like triathlon. You have to have a license, and you know, it's kind of a money making thing. I guess if you do a lot of those races, it's worth it. But for me to get a card to do one race a year, it's not worth it. So I'm in the regular race. I'm just going for an official finish and a belt buckle, but mostly official finish because just a race I want to get. I've always wanted to do and complete. And then I'll move on. I don't think I'll ever do it again, but hopefully I can finish it. It's a nice race put on by a great, race organizer. And it's also a, Western States qualifier. So I've already got my qualifier and I'm already in the lottery for next year. I got my qualifier at Rocky Raccoon, in February. But if I, finish, this race next weekend, which I should, I'll have a qualifier for 2023. So if I don't get in the race this year, I think I have 4 tickets this year, then I think it goes to 6 tickets, or does it go? Yeah, I think it goes up 2 tickets. I can't remember. I don't expect to get in this year. I think it's going to take me a few more years, you know, because there's 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people applying for less than 300 spots. But I'll keep at it. One of these days I'll get into Western States. And I do several hundred miles per year, a lot of 100Ks. I can't really qualify with 100K because I'm not really fast enough. But, you know, some of these races you need to run 16 hours or faster, and they're really tough courses. But with 100 milers, you have to finish under the cutoff time, which is 30 hours. That's very doable for me. So I think I'll be qualifying every year with a 100 miler and see how it goes. Hopefully I can get in the Western States one of these years. But anyways, my focus is on Brazos Bend. It's a very tough course. Not a tough course. It's just anytime you run 100 miles, it's a tough race. Last 25 miles is brutal. Doesn't matter what the terrain is. This course is fairly flat, but the easier courses people tend to run out and go too fast in the beginning. It's kind of like Rocky Raccoon. Rocky Raccoon is a fairly easy course too, but you know, they still have 55-60% finish rate. And so the key thing is pacing yourself, not going out too fast, and just taking care of yourself, because any 100 miler is tough. After Brazos Bend, I've got Bandera 100K, first week of January. I've done that 5 years in a row. That's a tough race. I'd like to try to improve on my time this year. Yeah, I know the course really well. I've been lucky the last few years. It's been really pretty good weather. It's cool, but not too cold. They've had some really brutal years out there where it's down around freezing, but I've been lucky. I've never had a year like that. Then in February, I have a master's level race in Arkansas called Run Lovett. 100 miler. It's got a huge amount of elevation. It's kind of like the Hard Rock of Arkansas. So that's going to be kind of my A race for next year. And then the rest of the year, I don't really know what I'm going to be doing. I might try to get into, I'd like to do Arkansas Traveler again. I didn't finish it last year. I'd like to finish that race, but it's a 200, 300 person race. If I can't get into it, I'd like to do Pinhoti in Alabama or one of the Georgia races, or maybe even No Business 100 in Tennessee. So I got quite a few races I'd like to do. Unfortunately, a lot of them are about the same time of the year. A lot of them are in that September, October, November time frame. But I'm doing well. Hope everyone's doing well in your training. Let me know how you're doing. You can send me comments on my YouTube channel, which is Richard Runs Trails. I post videos regularly on there. It's kind of the sister channel to my podcast. Or you can send me an email at runnerrwe@gmail.com. If you'd like to be on the podcast, I'd like to talk to you. Or if you'd like me to test your product out, I'd love to do that. I'm testing out my first product in the next few weeks. I've got some supplement that someone sent to me. I'm happy to do that and give my honest opinion. I got some new shoes that just arrived yesterday and today. It's raining today. I'd like to test them out, but I got two new pairs of Saucony, which is a brand that I've never purchased before. I've got the Saucony Endurance Pro and the Saucony Endurance Speed 2. So the number two versions are the newest ones. The Saucony Speed 2 is a training shoe, but it has a nylon plate. It's kind of a entry level to the carbon plate. I got a good deal on that. I got 20% off at REI. They were having their Thanksgiving type discount. And then at Running Warehouse, they had the Saucony Endurance Pro, the previous version, for $99, and it's a $200 shoe. And I've been following, a lot of people have been doing videos on these shoes, and they said there's not a lot of changes between the one and the two. So with an extra discount at Running Warehouse, I got another 10%. So I ended up paying like $84 for $200 shoes. So I'm pretty excited about it. I'm going to try them on. If they fit, you know, true to size, I'll keep them. Some people say they run a little narrow, but Running Warehouse and REI, I'm saying they, you know, neutral, run true to size. So let's see. You know, I have that issue with Hokas. Most Hokas I cannot wear, but the Clifton and the Mach 4s fit fine. They're just a little bit more true to size than the 4 foot, and they fit fine. But if I try to wear like Speed Goats or something like that, they're too narrow for me. That's why I'm using Hokas during the week mostly for training on the roads and the trails, and because my trails around here just pea gravel, so it's really don't need rock plate. And then I've got my whole assortment of Ultras for trail running and racing. You know, I've got several versions of the Temps, the Lone Peaks. I've even got the all-weather Lone Peaks, you know, for harsh weather. And my go-to shoe for racing has always been the Olympus 4. Kind of hoping they'd come out with a new version, but they didn't. They came out with a new Temp and the new Lone Peak. You know, they got the 5s out, but the Olympus, they haven't done anything. I hope that doesn't mean they're going to discontinue it. I'm hoping that it means that they're just happy with the shoe and didn't really see any improvements to make. But let's see. It's kind of strange that they haven't come out with a new version of the Olympus. Training's going well. Looking forward looking forward to my race coming up and testing out these shoes. I'm going to test out the Saucony's, both versions. Oh, yeah, I got a third shoe. I got some new Hoka Mach 4s that came in. My last couple pairs were black and white. And this one, I got the new color. They have a blue with a green, with the rubber part, the EVA is green. So pretty excited about it. I'm going to probably use those new Mach 4s in the Brazos Bend. I'll see how the trails goes. I'll take some alternative shoes with me. I'll take my Pegasus 3s and my Olympus 4s. If it's not really good for road shoes like I think, then on the second lap, I'll just change my shoes. That's a nice thing of about a loop course. There are bad things about loop courses. You know, every time you pass your camp, you might think about quitting. But there are some advantages. You can change out stuff if you need to, and you don't have to send bags of stuff to different aid stations. It's a 20-mile loop, so second loop, if it's not going well, I'll just change my shoes to trail shoes. We'll have to see. But anyway, it's got my new Mach 4s in. I've been happy with Mach 4s. If you've been following my YouTube channel, I think a couple months ago, I kind of did a hard review on the Mach 4. It was my first pair, and they wore out, you know, less than 200 miles. And I don't think they wore out as much as I thought they did. I still think it's the better than the Clifton. You know, it's $110. I mean, if it wears out a little bit quicker than the Clifton, that's okay. Clifton is their number one shoe of all time for Hoka. Mach 4 is really gaining ground on it. A lot of people have been doing really good reviews on it. I like it because it's a light shoe and just it fits me well. The drop is not too severe like on some Hokas. And just fits me well. It just wears out a little bit faster than I would like. But, you know, it's a $110 shoe. It's not a $200 shoe. So I guess it can. But anyway, you got the new color. I like getting different colors so that I know which one is my newest shoe. Previously, they just had a black and white and I think a white and like a pink. I don't like white shoes because they just get dirty because I run on trails and roads. But anyways, I'm excited to try them on. So I've got three new pairs of shoes that have arrived in the last couple of days. But stay tuned to my YouTube channel. I will do a review on these Sauconys, the Saucony Endurance Pro and the Saucony Speed 2. There are a bunch of reviews out there already because these shoes have been out, but I'll give you my opinion on it. You know, a lot of big YouTubers, they get the shoes sent to them for free. So they, you know, sometimes they're, you know, a little bit biased in their what they say about the shoes, but I won't be. But anyways, hope everyone's having a great fall and going into the Christmas season. Hope you're enjoying your run and workouts. And if you're going to be out at Brazos Bend, Bandera 100, or Run Love It, look for me. I'll be wearing my black Nike bucket hat like I do in a lot of my videos. Nobody else wears a hat like that. At least I've never seen anybody wear one. You know, it's kind of the Jim Walmsley technology, but Jim's wearing a white hat. I get a lot of smiles with it, and I like it. Keeps the sun off of me. But anyways, enjoy your week. Enjoy the holidays. And stay tuned for my next podcast. Take care. Bye.